Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Spending excess wealth upon others. Sayyiduna Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrates, we were on a journey with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when a person upon a conveyance passed by. Looking to the right and left, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever has an extra conveyance should grant it to one who has none. Whoever has extra provisions should pass it on to those who have none. Abu Sa'id radiallahu an says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made similar announcements regarding many other things, until we thought that nobody has rights over that which he has in excess of his needs. Sahih Muslim. In explaining the verse, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ, the meaning of which is, and seek with that which Allah Ta'ala has conferred upon you, that is wealth, the abode of the hereafter. Hasan Basri rahmatullah Ta'ala states that a person should spend all that is over and above his needs, and he should keep only what is necessary. Note, a Muslim should live in this world like a traveler who keeps minimal possessions with himself. Some people hoard unnecessary items and do not spare it for people who could put it to good use. Choose for others what you like for yourself. A bequest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a lengthy hadith containing the bequest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu ta'ala reports Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, love for others what you prefer for yourself. Note, it is a noble trait of iman, desire for others, that which one desires for oneself. For one who desires Jannah, Khalid ibn Abdullah rahmatullah ta'ala narrates from his grandfather that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, do you desire paradise? He replied, yes. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, love for your brother that which you love for yourself. He cannot be a true believer. Hussein al-Muhalla radiallahu ta'ala an narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, none of you can be a believer unless he loves for his fellow brother that which he loves for himself.